This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Among people 25 to 29, homes with cell phones are now at 73% compared to landlines. In a new repressive policy towards Afghan refugees, Norway has expelled 442 in 2016, 278 of them against their will, claiming that Afghanistan is now safe enough for them to live there. They are flown on commercial flights with a large unarmed Norwegian police delegation and given $1,200 U.S. a person within land to assist in repatriation. Almost 300,000 rallied in downtown Seoul, South Korea, demanding the resignation of the president over a scandal involving an unofficial presidential advisor. Only 25% of Americans registered were actually voted on Election Day. Some startups like Tala in the U.S. and Truecaller in Sweden are using cell phone apps to track purchases to determine credit information for loan qualifications. 2.5 billion people around the world have no credit score to qualify, but 1 billion of them have cell phones. A Rutgers ISOS Election Day survey of 10,604 voters revealed that three-quarters of those polled felt a strong leader was needed to take the country back from the rich and powerful. 72% thought the economy was rigged to advantage the rich and powerful. 800 bankers went to jail after the savings and loan crisis of the 1980s. Almost no bankers were prosecuted in the much worse housing meltdown of 2008. A LifeWay research poll conducted during the campaign found that 65% of white evangelicals planned to vote for Trump, while 62% of evangelical Christians of other ethnicities were supporting Clinton. Allegheny College has been polling Americans about political civility since 2010. They found that the number of people who disapprove of political comments about someone's race or ethnicity declined from 89% to 69%. The number who found it unacceptable to shout over a debate opponent went from 86% to 65%. Code for America joins tech fellows with public entities, mainly cities, to help redesign public websites to make them more user-friendly. It was founded in 2011 with contracts from Boston, Philly, and Seattle, and expanded by a $1.5 million grant from Google.org, expanding the program to 8 cities and 26 fellows. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.